That time of year thou mayest in me behold, when yellow leaves are none or few do hang. Upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs where the late sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day, after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, doth second self that seals up all unrest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed by which it was nourished by. This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long. Okay, so based off just reading the Sonnet 73 poem, without looking at what it says in the summary below, what do you guys think it's about?
I have a feeling that it's kind of like his expression on what he views life in a way.
Okay, so like, you're saying that him talking about how there was like a past day, like life being it's too short, or life being it's too short. Cool. Do you guys agree with that, how he's saying that William Shakespeare's trying to say that life is too short with his opening of the poem in surrounded by death? Do you guys think that's what it's about, or do you guys have something else to present?
I think he's also talking about, he also incorporates a lot of imagery about what death would be like. So I think a lot of it is not, the majority of it is not about life. The majority about it is about death, and he talks about how life is fleeting rather than long and prosperous.
Like how he mentions like ruined choirs or like fallen leaves. He's talking about how life is kind of like short in a way, and how death is kind of like slowly approaching on.
Yeah, I think what's really cool is when he's talking about all the death, and it's like the picture you get is like this chaotic, like a bomb went off or something, even though it's just that time of the year, it's winter, but the detail he puts into it, it's almost like there was a mass extinction. Like you just see ruins, these cold branches. But if you think about it, what I think he's trying to say is, think where he says, and I quote, well, anyway, he's talking about how there's a sunset. So, and I think he's trying to mention that there was such like great beauty before. Like, imagine the leaves. He said that there was yellow leaves or none. But if you think about it, when he's referring to how there was a sunset and now the sun has set, what was it like when the sun was alive and risen? Like, I think what he's probably hoping that you picture lush green trees and the birds still singing in that choir. That I think he's trying to say life is short, and so you should enjoy it and focus on the good of it, not the death and the bad of it.
That's a nice point.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. I also like the part where at the end he starts talking about a friend's love, and basically saying that he's describing someone dying on the deathbed. I'm not completely sure if it's himself or he's just describing a third person party, but he's describing death on a deathbed, and he's calling out for love from his friend. And basically it's supposed to represent that love is kind of like a crutch for the harder things in life, even if it is death, which is the end of life itself. So he's saying like love is always, will never hurt you. Love will always be there for you over anything, you know, any difficulty that you're going through, love will be there.
Yeah, I like how at the end, what do you guys think he's saying at the end, where he says, this thou perceivest, which makes you, basically he's saying, this is what makes love more strong. Is it death that makes love stronger?
Life.
And yeah.
I think it's life love stronger, but not the death.
Maybe like a love for life makes it stronger, because when you think about it, when a couple like one person dies, like let's say if it's a man and wife, the spouse dies, he just feels more love for him, kind of like a longing or like a want in a way.
Yeah, true. That makes sense.
Yeah.
From another point of view, I also think that the love for life actually makes death itself stronger, because for death to overcome someone who's more in love with life and wants to stay alive more, death has to be more powerful to take over someone. Yeah,
and it makes the fear, if you love life too much, you fear death.
You know? And it's just, you're never going to give into it.
That's why I was thinking, like, with all the talk about death, and then it says this is what makes love stronger.
Yeah.
I think realizing that death is real and that this doesn't last forever means that my love, I'm going to make the most of it while I can.
Yeah.
So I think that's what Shakespeare's trying to say here, is that have a recognition of what... Can you guys stop yelling, please? Okay. It's like have a recognition of what death is, and then... use that to make your life and your love stronger.
Yeah. At one point, he even describes death as a fire's dying. And if being alive is a fire, that means life is going to fight back. That means life is vibrant and powerful. So death has to be able to put out a whole entire fire. Like, life is not easy to extinguish as the same thing as fires. So death has to be powerful to take someone away from a loving, like, a live person.
Kind of, I think it's like equating like how powerful way love and death work with each other. Like, you lost someone to your death, but the death takes away someone you love in a way. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like showing like the polar opposites of each other. Like, love is kind of like death's like partner in a way.
Hmm.
Gotcha.
So it's like a yin yang type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Before the discussion, like, I didn't understand the poem at all. Like,
you didn't.
I was lost, but after like talking to you guys, I get a point out.
Yeah, it was really difficult.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm happy that we brought different things to the table. That helped me understand it too, because, you know, having all these opinions kind of helps piece it together.
Yeah, no, it's definitely better to hear different points of view, because just hearing one point of view, you're just going to hear one person and one person's input, and obviously thinking from more than one brain is going to help more. But yeah, it was a good discussion overall.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Signing off.